Wisdom is humble. This is thought for today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Wisdom is humble. Oh, would that it were. Would that wisdom is humble. But of course, wisdom is humble. Whenever you see a lack of humility, you don't see wisdom. You see the height of ignorance. When you see humility, you see the ultimate of wisdom, because you don't need a pat on the back. You don't need to be approved of everything you do. You don't have to have the world tell you how wonderful you are. You know how wonderful you are. You have the wisdom to know that. And the rest of the world can never know how wonderful you are, because the rest of the world has no idea what you do, what things you do, and how you live your life, how you act, and what things you say under trying situations, what things you say under not trying situations. The world never knows. You know. And that's the ability to have wisdom. Wisdom is doing something beautiful and saying nothing about it to anybody. Wisdom is, well, remember King Solomon. He had the two women coming to him. One woman had a child and the other woman didn't. They both wanted their child. The one woman, it was her child. And the other woman, at all costs, she wanted that child for whatever reason. And so King Solomon, in all his wisdom, he said, no problem. Bring me a saw. Bring me an axe. I'll cut them in half. You can each have a half. The real mother spoke up and said, no, no, no. Give her the child. And the king instantly knew who the real mother was, because there was no hesitation. There was no hesitation between saying, no, no, no. Oh, let her have the child. Let her have the child. She was more lovingly concerned for the child than she was for the love that she had for the child. And you see, when we have wisdom, we are more lovingly concerned for the peace, the harmony, the joy, the right action, the truth, and the goodness in the world than we are for our own particular feeling good, you might say, or our own life where we need to have approval for everything we do. And that's something. That's really something. Wisdom. You've all met wise people. And the wise people are the ones who have no axe to grind. An axe to grind means you got something that's in your craw, something that disturbs you. And you're going to take it out on the world, whatever that is that disturbs you. Well, wisdom doesn't take any part in that. Wisdom's not interested in that. Wisdom just likes whatever it's doing, its program, its world, and is perfectly harmonious with it. Now, how many people in the world are able to be wise? Well, we wouldn't have the story of King Solomon if there weren't a few that wanted to be wise. But we wouldn't have the story of King Solomon if it was that very few are wise. Now, you know the story of King Solomon, and you know the story of the two mothers and the child. And so if I said to you, what would you do under that circumstance? You'd say, well, of course, I would be like the real mother. I would give up the child. Well, that's false. You wouldn't give up the child. Your humanity, your pride, your selfishness would want to have that child for yourself regardless. You'd be blind to the idea that you couldn't live without that child. You see, the real mother didn't live with the child. The real mother lived for the child, not with or without the child. She lived for it. She was concerned on the child's behalf. And so therefore, the real wisdom brought about the truth of who she was. Whereas if the other mother, the other woman, She was more interested in just getting that child for whatever reason. And if that's what the king has to do, that's what the king has to do. Never thinking once, no, 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 no. The real mother could give it up. Now, can we give up our possession? I'm feeling self-righteous, our possession of needing to have favor, our possession of needing to be recognized for whatever we do. Can we give those things up? Well, the answer is no. And that's why we're still human. When we can give up those things and no longer have them be the telltale thing for our life, then we step into our divine shoes. Meanwhile, our divine shoes are sitting outside the door waiting for us, and we'll never be able to step into it until we have the humility to give up being human. Human is such a wonderful thing. We're so familiar with it. We're so aware of what being human is, and we just don't want to not be human. And wisdom comes when we can start letting go of being human. Wisdom comes when we can stop being a mother and start being a wise King Solomon. If you know your child is doing something wrong or something not beneficial to him, can you still go up to that child and say, follow your heart, do what you know is best? I know that you are going to do the right thing because I've always believed in you. I've always believed in everything you've done. I'm behind you 100%. Most mothers can't say that. They've got to say, you're right doing the thing I think you should be doing, and therefore I'm saying that you're doing that in divine right order. Well, divine right order is the law of cause and effect in action, carrying out its precepts. And the law of cause and effect is not a nice thing. It's not a nice law at all. If you slam your car into a tree, the law of cause and effect says you're going to hurt that car and maybe the people in the car too. See? Now that's not nice. The law should say, no, 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 no. If you slam your car into a tree, nothing will happen to your car and nothing will happen to you, you know. Well, that's not the principle. That's not the law. And so if a child is going to do something nasty and bothersome to himself, he's going to pay the price. He's going to pay the price. The penalty is going to be very heavy. It's going to be very, very heavy. But if the mother can say, whatever you do, I know you do it out of love and joy and peace for yourself and harmony for your world, and all is in divine order, then what's going to happen? The mother has done what she must do. And now it's up to the child to do what the child must do, if the child must do anything at all. When the mother goes to the child and says, hey, it's so wonderful. I love you so much. You always do the right thing. You always make me so happy. You always are so happy yourself because you're doing things that are beneficial to you. You're so wonderful. And the child perhaps didn't even know he was doing things beneficial to himself. He just thought he was doing what he'd like to do. And that was it. But we sometimes need to encourage the child to realize that what he's doing is right, and what he's doing is good, and that he essentially is good. Wisdom can do this. Wisdom is humility. We hear about the Jewish mummies. My son the doctor, my son the lawyer, my son the big man, you know. And that's not just the Jewish people. That's people in every walk of life. They're proud of their children who made it big. Oh, my son, he's the house painter, you know. But my son, the lawyer, oh my goodness sakes, you know. Or my son, he's a gardener. But my son, the doctor, oh my goodness sakes, you know. He's uptown. Well, now, the doctor may die early of many illnesses. But the gardener lives to be a ripe old age because he is just wonderfully doing what he likes to do and what makes him happy. And he's following himself. Now, some mothers are not able to encourage their children to be themselves and follow it. And the children who do it are pretty powerful in their own right and just say, Mom, I got to do what I like to do, you know. Mom, I don't want to go to college and become a lawyer or a doctor. I don't want to do that. That doesn't interest me. But don't you understand? It's our family. You got to bring up our family name. Hey, Brother John, the lawyer, and Brother Paul, the doctor, and Sister Mary, the obstetrician. You know, all of them. They're they carry the family name just fine, you know. But that takes a lot of self-confidence, and a child who makes that decision early in life is a child who's going to be successful. But these wonderful people who are doctors and lawyers and other things, that doesn't mean that their life is not happy and successful too, because they are doing what they wanted to do, and they are being what they wanted to be, and they're probably very content at it. But if they did it just because Mama encouraged them to do it, it wasn't their desire, you're always going to feel, I wish I had been the the beachcomber that I wanted to be. I wish I was, you know, something else. I want to be a railroad engineer, you know. I want to be a choo-choo train driver. I want to be a fireman. And, you know, those are all interesting jobs. Not highest paying jobs, but they're interesting jobs. I want to be a policeman. I want to carry a gun and go around and tell people how to behave, you know. Whatever role people think they have, and that's wonderful. But again, those aren't the highest paying jobs. To be a fireman, to be a policeman, takes a lot of dedication. Takes a lot of dedication because your life is on the line many times in your work, in the fires or in your police protection work. That's not a fun thing, or being a mercenary, fighting wars and being a full-time soldier. Those are not always good things. They have their tough moments. But wisdom is humble. And when we start living our life in the humble way that we can, in being ourselves and having fun, doing what is natural for us, then everything in our life turns out very good. When we don't do that, we wake up and we're 60 years old, and we say, I never did what I wanted to do. I never followed who I wanted to be. And because we never followed who we wanted to be, our life was never fulfilling. And following who we want to be might not be who we want to think we want to be. I mean, astronaut. Well, being an astronaut is not all that exciting. It's a shot here and there. Sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does, you know. But being an astronaut is not all that it could be. Everything. If you love what you do, then it is. But if you just want to be it because it's a name, then you are not getting the full benefit from it. And the wisdom is to give yourself into whatever you've chosen to give yourself 100%. And you'll be a wonderful success and a happy being. Our thought for today, wisdom is humble. Take it in your heart and have a ball. I love you. I love you. I love you.